You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The future boundaries of San Luis Obispo County's Carrizo Plain National Monument remain in question, although it appears the monument's protected status won't be entirely eliminated. Thursday was the deadline for U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to make his recommendations to President Trump about the status of 27 national monuments across the country. That's after Trump signed an executive order in April directing Zinke to undertake the review. Thursday morning, Zinke announced he was not recommending the elimination of any national monuments. That includes the five in California on the reviewed list. However, he did say that a, quote, handful could be reduced in size. In a statement, Zinke announced that he had sent his recommendation to the White House, but did not provide any details as to what those recommendations are. The news release only included a two-page summary in which Zinke claims justification for Trump's executive order. He also outlines in the summary reasons people oppose monument status, despite overwhelming public comment to the contrary. Central Coast Congressman Salud Carbajal says the announcement didn't provide any conclusion to the review process.
I think the drama continues with this president's executive order, and I think it's extremely important that we do everything possible to protect and save the Carrizo Plain Monument designation. I have not found anybody, any constituent as of today, that is interested in modifying, changing, or deleting this important designation.
Earlier this month, 134 businesses in the four counties surrounding the Carrizo Plain sent a letter to Zinke urging him to keep protections for the monument in place. Another letter came from the mayors of five San Luis Obispo County cities calling for the permanent protection of the monument. It is unknown if and when Zinke or the White House will make Zinke's recommendations public. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.